Welcome, everybody, to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Jeff Joniak with this week's Keys to the Game, and what a matchup we have for you. Bears and Saints at Soldier Field. This is going to be some kind of a show. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico. All right, you're going to hear a lot about the similarities in scheme between the Bears and Saints offenses, and here's why. Bears head coach Mark Trestman spent time as a consultant to Sean Payton when he was between jobs at North Carolina State and Montreal up in the CFL. He knows what Payton's plan is, and so does Bears offensive line coach and coordinator Aaron Cromer, who built terrific lines for Payton in New Orleans. Scheme designs, philosophy, and concepts are all similar, and the key, though, is execution and history. Drew Brees has many years in the same system, Jay Cutler months into his. And while the Saints' defense was bled for more than 7,000 yards in 2012, the most in NFL history, new coordinator Rob Ryan has put together a radically different group with radically different results. The Bears are playing another 34 scheme and must be prepared for another dose of blitzes, multiple fronts, and pressures coming from various directions. And seven different Saints have a combined 12 sacks. It's a young, energetic, and fiery group the Bears will have to deal with. We know the ball is going to be in the air a lot. As Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young says, the Saints bleed you to death by a thousand cuts. Drew Brees is accurate, confident, and chucks the ball all over the yard with excellent pre-snap recognition. From the short stuff to lasers down the seam and outside the number fly patterns, the Bears will have to defend it all. Head coach Sean Payton has constructed an efficient, productive offense since 2006, but the emergence of tight end Jimmy Graham and the arrival of Darren Sproles in 2011 has given the Saints the ability to threaten every blade of grass. They are matchup challenges, no question, for the linebackers and safeties. Now, Brees works a terrific two-man game outside the numbers, giving the defense difficult assignments and exploiting them as well as any quarterback in the game. Graham already has six touchdown catches. Sproles has at least a 39-yard catch and run in each of his last six NFL seasons. And how the Bears defend those two players and the steady chain mover Marcus Colston will be intriguing. That trio produced 18 catches, 310 yards, and three touchdowns Monday night against the Dolphins. A tad over 5'6", Darren Sproles will be the smallest player on the field Sunday, yet as dangerous and impactful as any. He is thick at 190 pounds, and when he entered the NFL 9 years ago, he covered 40 yards in 4.47 seconds. His threat factor comes in his lower body strength. He makes you pay for missed tackles. While he does have five career return touchdowns, he's been shut out on punts since 2011 and on kickoffs since 2008 with the Chargers. Two of his 11 punts this season have gone for more than 20 yards, and he's had three 20-plus yard kickoff returns. The Bears' kickoff coverage was outstanding against Detroit's Michael Spurlock, but they lost contain on his 57-yard punt return. Sproles is more than capable of stinging the Bears with a similar breakdown on Sunday. On to intangibles, and perhaps October Kentucky bluegrass can slow the Saints. Obviously, it will take more than that, but depending on the conditions, this intangible would seem to give the Bears some percentage of favorability. Drew Brees often says the Saints are built to play, quote, their type of football, anywhere, anytime. However, Brees is 0-4 at Soldier Field, dropping three games as a Saint and one as a Charger. This is an October game, not a December or January affair in Chicago when Brees dealt with difficult cold weather conditions. The Saints had four turnovers in the NFC Championship game loss to the Bears in 06, three turnovers in a 2007 meeting, and two in 2008. Turnovers may be the only thing slowing down the Saints. The last time these teams met, the Saints rolled in the Superdome 30-13, and Brees completed 70.3% of his passes to eight different receivers. So that wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Please join us on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM starting at 9 a.m. with our pregame show, noon the kickoff from Soldier Field for Bears Saints. Thank you so much for watching here on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time on Keys to the Game. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico.